streaming live. It's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Kent Denver School as the boys begin a tough road as a 32 seed in the 4A state tournament. The Panthers didn't end the regular season as they would have liked, losing the final three games, but find their spirits renewed with the birth of a playoff. They face the top-seeded Kent Denver Sun Devils, who are 19-4, but two of those losses have come in the last five games. Kent Denver has three players who average 15 points or more, so the Panthers will have their work cut out for them. I expect them to come out loose, but determined to make some noise here in the first round. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from head coach Rob Ames. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations Don Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place with a helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorough, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at ninestoriescreative.
Okay, Rob, you kind of talked about it before the last game. It's a little bit of a disappointing way to end the regular season. You know, three games skid, but we made the playoffs. And it's a brand new day. We got a second chance, and we get to go be giant killers. Tell me a little bit about that and what this team is feeling right now.
I think we're excited. That's the part about sports that I like, is that it's new every morning. You get another chance, and we've got another chance, and we're just grateful. We're going to give them everything we've got. We had a good practice today, and we're excited. We're excited to be together still, and we're excited to get a chance to go play.
Tell me a little bit about the camaraderie of this team, the road trip, how you're able to build more camaraderie. You know, you talked after practice about, with the exception of Easton Bear, everybody's coming back. Everybody's going to be together next year. Tell me about how you're able to build for next year, starting with these playoffs.
They have been road warriors, this group, starting in August. You know, they've been together. They've been on a lot of bus trips for a lot of sports. And the last month, we've put on our miles on the road, too. So I just think the more you get to be together, the more you care about each other, the more you learn about each other, and then playing for each other becomes easier.
And being the 32 seed, you know, people don't really give you much of a chance. You know, so you
are able to go out there and play loose and just kind of play for each other.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect from this game coming up against Kent Denver?
Well, I expect that all 12 of us are going to play their hardest. I'm excited. I know that they're excited. We know Kent Denver's talented, and they're a one for a reason. But we're going to fire on. We are going to take it as what it is a chance to play again together. We're excited.
Sounds good. Good luck, Hero.
Thank you.
You need help to relax. Maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's take this to Nikki at the Sunflower Room and help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Through therapeutic massage, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make your appointment today at 874-2939. Your certificates are available at 874-2939 for Stacey to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Delta County in
the Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life with what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder cutting, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Kent Denver School. Mark Cantor here with you. The shoot around, the warm-ups are through, and we're going to get ready to, I believe, do the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. We're going to just pause a little bit here so I can kind of see what we're going to do first, and we'll just kind of go from there. Once again, Delta making the drive over this morning. They got into town about 1:30, 2 o'clock, came to the school, did a shoot around. After that, checked into their hotel and just relaxed for a little bit before coming back over, getting here at about 3:30 this afternoon, so, or closer to 4, probably, so, and waiting for the PA announcer here.
For tonight.
So, tell you what, when we're getting things squared away here, we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Company. The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back. It looks like we're going to do the starting lineups first. We'll start with Delta's reserves, though. Number 1, sophomore Shea Heim. Number 5, junior Clayton Cryer. Number 11, sophomore Jordan Frazier. Number 12, sophomore Joseph Black. Number 13, freshman J.P. Gallegos. Number 20, junior Lance Porter. Number 22, sophomore Eric Bear. Starters for the Panthers, number 2, junior Ryland Bynum. Number 4, junior Brett Leho. Number 10, junior Landon Clay. Number 15, junior Tucker Johnson. And number 21, senior Easton Bear. As you can tell, Rob adding a couple extra players from the JV squad to the playoff roster. Both JP and Joe standouts on the JV squad, along with Jordan Frazier, who has been their one true swing player all year. Take a look at the reserves for the Denver Sun Devils. Number 2, Ben Conkle. Number 3, Devin Johnson. Number 4, Gil Shea. Number 12, Rex Corkins. Number 14, Josh Ganella. Number 15, Zach Morgan. Number 20, Jack Royal. Number 21, Isaac Malonga. Number 23, Warren Wells. Number 33, Lucas Nikolas. Number 35, Nicholas Beauchesneau. And number 41, Caleb Lutz. Going to do the national anthem. I'll get you the starters for the Sun Devils. Number 10, Ethan Levin. Number 11, Alex Catalino. Number 30, Arian Malave. Number 32, Jay Royal. And number 44, Caleb Bay. So we're getting ready for the tip here, sponsored by Taco Time. It'll be Easton there and... here. Number 44, Faye. Looks like we'll be doing the jump as Delta does their customary handshake before the contest. So here we go. We are underway. Clay gets and controls the tip for Delta. Lando underneath the bear. Easton off the glass. It's good. Just like we drew it up there. The Delta leads 2-0 now, 7:44 as we are just underway. Faye gets it in the paint, and he'll get the bucket, ties it at 2. Delta with some, the Red Devils, the Sun Devils with some pressure there, but Delta able to break the press, get it in the paint to Johnson, back out to Leho. Now he's passed to Johnson, stolen. Bay back the other direction, kicks it out to Levin, and he'll drain the three ball. Summit leads 5-2. Delta underneath the basket all alone is Easton Bear. So Easton's got all 4 points for Delta. Back to the right side again. Levin drains another three. 8-4 for the Sun Devils. Bynum gets the inbound. Gets it back to Clayton. Now Johnson, runner in the lane. It's good. Tuck has his first bucket, and Delta back within two. Working it around the perimeter to get it in. Now kick it back out to Fay, over to Padalino. Back to the top, and Royal back to the left side. Padalino for three on the left side. No good. Rebound Johnson. And Delta moving left to right, gets it to Bynum. Now Leho on top of the key. Back to Chuck, left side, three ball, no good. Rebound by Catalino. He's going to take it all the way. Euro step, no good. He gets his own rebound, and it's a turnover as he steps on the end line. So Delta will have possession. As they work it quickly up the floor, Leho out to Bynum. Bynum kicks it out to Tuck. Step back three. No good. Tipped out by Bear. Leho gets it. Now Bynum for three in the left side. Shots no good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Levin ends up with it. Back to the left corner in a trap. Throws it out. Gets it to number four, Shea. Shea kicks it out to Faye for three. It's good. 11-6, the Sun Devils. Tuck gets it in, now kicks it out. Bynum, Clay inside to Johnson. Johnson has it stolen by Shea. And now Royal brings it up the floor. Royal over to the left corner and Padalino for three. Rattles in and out, no good. Rebound by Shea. Put back, no good. Faye. And a foul going to be called. We'll see who this one's called on. It looks like it's going to be on Easton as he was trying to guard Faye's putback on the rebound. So the first free throw from Faye is good. As is the second, and it looks like we're going to get a substitution as Nicholas Voschino checks in for the Sun Devils. Pressure, Delta, tries to break the press, it's going to get knocked out of bounds by Catalino.
Out of bounds, Delta on the side.
Clay inbounds to the backcourt and Bynum. Back to Clay. Clay in a trap gets out of it to Bynum. Bynum at the top over to Clay. Clay almost loses the handle. Goes back to Bynum. Bynum. Clay at the top. Thought about a three. Now Leho right side into Bear. Jumper no good off the front iron. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Royal kicks it to Bochino. Three ball no good. Rebound by Tucker. Johnson outlets to Landon Clay, back to Tuck. Layup no good, out of bounds off of the Sun Devils. Delta with possession underneath their own basket. Clay with the inbound goes to Bynum. Bynum. Ball fake to the left, now to Tuck at the top, back to Bynum. Bynum drives the lane, free throw line, can't get the jumper, and Kent Denver with the rebound. Levin to Bochino, that's Royal, shot is good. And 15-6. Sun Devils play, looking to break the press. Throws it away. Turnover. Royal brings it back. They go underneath to Patalino. It's good for two. Play to Lejo. Just across midcourt. Turns it over, and he'll foul. Number 35, Bochino. As this fast-paced first quarter takes a pause for a timeout by Delta. 3:54 left in the first. Ken Denver up 17-6. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. We're taking a break right here on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Dennis, back with you here at Denver School. Sun Devils lead 17-6 on your Panthers, 3:54 left in the first. Number 32, Goyal, turnaround jumper from the paint, no good. Rebound, Easton Bear. Up ahead to Tucker Johnson, he can't corral it in, and a turnover back to the Sun Devils. 11 takes the three, no good. Rebound play. He gets it up ahead to Bynum. Bynum goes to the lane. It's going to go be blocked and out of bounds. Delta touched it last. Substitutions, Cryer and Heim into the game. Lejo and Bynum out. Possession with the Sun Devils. Kevin Johnson will bring it across the time stripe for the Devils. And now Royal drives, kicks it out to Levin. Three ball, no good. Rebound by Fay, and he gets a putback. Delta trying to break the press. They do. Cryer is in a strap, gets it into Clay. Clay in the paint, can't get the bucket off the glass. Rebound by the Sun Devils. 11 over to Fay on the right side. Fay into Royal. Jumper no good. Rebound by Hines. Up ahead to Tucker. Johnson off the glass. It's good. Tuck with four in transition now. 11 from the left corner. Shot no good for three. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Loose ball. It goes out of bounds off of Delta. Eric Bear subs in for Tucker Johnson. We'll get a substitution for the Sun Devils as well. Isaac Mwanga checks in. So looking to inbound goes left corner, Johnson. Back over here to Levin. Now Catalino, left corner, drives it in for two. Play. Inbound. Cryer tries to get it out of the trap. Bear up ahead to Hine. Nice press right there. Back to Bear. That pass is stolen. Fay takes it home for two. Hine to Clay. Clay to Cryer. Cryer crosses it in back to Clay. Cross the time strike to Hine. Hine left side. Hine underneath to Eric Bear. Poke three by the Sun Devils, and now they take over. Johnson to the left corner, and Levin, three ball no good, rebound Fay. Fay kicks it out to Levin again for three, it's good. 26-8, Sun Devils, 90 seconds left in the first. Delta trying to break the press. Easton Bear tries to get it to his brother under the basket, it's knocked out of bounds by the Devils. Jay Royal checks back into the game for the Sun Devils. Pochino also will check back in. Delta inbounds to Jordan Frazier. Frazier's pass to Clay almost stolen, but Clay gets it back to Jordan. Now Fryer lobs it inside to Eric Baer. 10-foot turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by the Devils. Royal brings it up. Has it blocked by Eric Baer. Goes out of bounds off of the Devils, and Delta will have possession with 65 seconds left in the first. Inbound goes to Eric Baer, up ahead to Cryer. Excuse me, that time, three ball, right elbow, no good. Fights for the rebound, picked up by Frazier. Jordan with the putback, there it is. Frazier's first bucket of the game, and Delta's first points in a while. 16-point advantage by the Sun Devils. Three ball no good. Rebound on the putback by Bochenow. 28-10, Sun Devils. Pryor takes it across the time stripe. Will be fouled by Johnson. Ryland Bynum looks to check into the basketball game. It'll be the first foul on Johnson. Only three fouls so far in the first quarter, two on Delta, one on the home team, Kent Denver. Bynum to inbound. Bynum looking. Long pass to Jordan Frazier. Intercepted up ahead to Fay. Fay is going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws.
Delta
fouls
on five, Clayton Fryer.
So Cryer called for his first foul.
Caleb Fay
shoots two. Fay will make the first.
Second attempt.
As it looks like Gil Shea is set to check back into the game for the Devils. And they will put the Sun Devils up by 20. This is 30-10. A little less than 30 seconds left as the inbound pass is overthrown. Loose ball picked up by the Sun Devils. Royal can't get the shot to go. He takes out two Delta Panthers, and a jump ball is called. Looks like it's going to be Devil's ball here. Underneath their basket. Looks like Patalino's going to check himself out for a bloody nose. So injury substitution as 11 checks back in. Levin gets it to the left side, has a poke free, but gets it back. Gets it to the top of the key, and Bochenow over to Fay. Excuse me, that is Malave on the right side. Shot no good, rebound by Shays. The putback, deep in the harm. He's going to go to the line for an and one. With 7.5 seconds left in the first. That's Frazier's first.
One shot, Gil Shays.
Shays can't get it off the back iron, gets his own rebound. And that'll be off the side of the backboard, rebound by Bynum. Bynum will just dribble out the clock. And the first quarter ends with Kent Denver leading 32-10. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. We'll take a break right here on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer.
customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, steamy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
The Delta dug themselves a little bit of a hole as we enter the second quarter. Mark Cantor back here at Kent Denver School. Sun Devils lead 32-10. Delta will have possession here to start the second quarter. Bynum inbounds to Hine in the backcourt. Hine across the midcourt. It's going to be passed up ahead, knocked out by Royal. So Delta will maintain possession here. Just in front of the, to the right of the scores table as they continue to move left to right. Fryer trying to get it in, gets it to Eric. Bear on the right corner and loses the dribble. And they're going to say he dribbled it. No, he's going to be fouled. Foul going to be called on Royal. That's his first. Delta inbound left corner. Hine drives. That's Fryer. Shot blocked from behind. Sun Devils pick it up. Fair kicks it out to Royal for three. It's good. 35-10. Delta trying to get break this press. Jordan Frazier tries to get it to Eric there. And then Bynum is going to travel in the paint. Bear kind of deflected it to Ryland, and Ryland had a stutter step too many. Royal with the basketball, drops it off to Levin on the right side. He'll kick it out to Royal. Royal for three, it's good. 38-10, as there's the press again. Delta trying to get it across. Fryer. No, it is Bynum tries to get it out of bounds, and Fryer will drain the three. Fryer's first bucket of the game, and Delta behind here, it's 38-13. Is Delta going to get some wholesale substitutions? Leo Clay, Easton Bear back into the game. Tucker Johnson back in as well. They'll be joined by Lance Porter in his first action this evening. Foul was called on Eric there. It'll be his first free ball, no good off the in, after off the inbound. Rebound by Easton Bear. Pass picked off by Levin underneath to May, who gets the bucket. Leroy trying to get out of a trap, and a foul going to be called on the Sun Devils. It'll be on Fay. That'll be his first.
Get foul on 44.
The fifth. And the third team foul on the Devils. Delta's got five. Inbound to Leho. Leho in a trap. Breaks free. Behind the back dribble. Across the time strike. Up ahead to Johnson. Johnson left-handed one-hander in the lane. No good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Fay takes it off the face. Doesn't stop him from making the bucket, though. Sun Devils lead 42-13. There. Under the basket, has it knocked out of bounds by the Sun Devils. Catalino checks back in. Clay to inbound for the Panthers. Over to Leho on the right side, back into Clay. Bear in the paint, shot no good, rebound Johnson. Tuck brings it back out. Tuck, looking. And it's travel call on Johnson. The turnover. Back to the Devils. 6 minutes left in the half. Royal. into Fay at the free throw line. Now he'll drive on Johnson over a double team. No good. Rebound by Easton Bear. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson to Porter, back out to Bear. Leho for three. No good. Rebound Easton Bear off the glass. He's good. Easton with six. Back on the other end now. Loyal for three. Rebound by Leho. Leho across the time stripe. Leho stops to Clay. Underneath to Bear. Easton off the glass. It's good. Back here on the other end. And the Sun Devils will convert and then take a timeout. Ken Denver leads 44-17 with 5:09 left in the second. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Delta trying to claw their way back, down 44-17 with 5:09 left in the half. 2-1-2 zone pressure as Clay throws this one away. And turnover back to the Sun Devils as they will inbound from in front of their own bench. That's Malave. Gets it to Patolino. He'll drive the lane. Won't get the hoop, but does get the harm, and he will go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. First foul on Porter. Porter also a JV swing player. As Bynum will check in for him. So Patolino will make both of his shots. And then Beauchesneau will check in for Fay. Inbound to Bear, Easton to Clay, back over to Bynum. Bynum to Clay. Clay up ahead to Leho. Leho says it's going to be out of bounds. Skip pass. Now dump off to Tucker Johnson for three. No good. Rebound Easton Bear. Drive by Leho from the right side. No good. He's called for the foul. The travel. So hit Denver quickly across the time stripe into the hands of Royal. Royal underneath to Beauchesneau. The reverse is good. 48-17, Denver. Tuck to Clay. Clay tries to drive now over to Leho from the right side. Three ball no good. Rebound Sun Devils. Up ahead to Malave. Malave tries to muscle his way in. The layup's no good. Goes out of bounds. Delta basketball. More pressure. Zone pressure from the Sun Devils. Leho has it on the right side now. Leho bounces it inside the Bear. Off the glass, it's good. Timeout by Delta. Easton with 10 points, 5 boards. Tucker Johnson got 4 points, 3 boards. Delta calls the timeout with 4:05 left. And Delta continuing to fight here. They showing the heart of this team. As Ken Denver is the number one seed for a reason. They're showing it here. But Delta, again, continuing to fight. Down by 19. So Delta with 16 fouls, one away from the penalty. And Denver comfortable with three. Catalino, across the time stripe. Over to Royal, three ball from the left side, off the mark, rebound by the Sun Devils. Kicks it out to Catalino. Catalino picked up his dribble. He'll give it to Royal. Royal splits the double team, gets out to the right side. Royal, long pass over to Malave, now kicks it back out to Bocino. Now he gives it to Royal, turnaround jumper no good. Rebound by Easton Bear. Bynum tries to get it to Johnson, and it goes over his head out of bounds. Levin will check back into the game for the Sun Devils. Catalino, top of the key for Camp Denver. Catalino to Mochino at the top. Mochino to Levin. Levin looks for a screen just beside the arc on the left elbow. No good. Rebound by Bynum, except there's a foul called underneath. That's going to send Zach Morgan to the line for 1-1. Johnson will check back into the game for Catalino. So, Delta with their seventh foul here in the first half. Front end no good, rebound Bynum. It's stolen. They get it underneath the Shays, and he'll convert 50-19 for the Sun Devil. Bynum up ahead to Johnson, back to Ryland. Ryland back to Tuck. Tuck left side, back to Bynum. Now Clay. Clay gets it out to Bynum. Bynum looks to drive. That's a foul. Shays, a little shoulder check on Ryland. So that'll be the first on Shay. Fourth team foul on the Sun Devils. Tucker Johnson left corner to back to Clay. Clay tries to get it into Bear. Tipped away. Turnover back to the Devils. Johnson to the right corner and Shay. Shay over to Levin for three. It's a deep one for the left elbow. It's no good. Rebound by Clay. Up ahead to Leho. Underneath. Gets the lay-in. Leo's first bucket of the contest. This one's underneath for the Sun Devils. They kick it out to Bocino. Three ball, no good. Rebound by the Devils. Johnson now for three, no good. Rebound by Bear as it tipped away from behind. Now it's going to be Morgan for three from the left elbow, no good. Out of bounds off of Tucker Johnson. Clayton Dreyer, Shay Heim back into the game for the Panthers. Bay will check back in for the Devils. Bay to inbound from underneath his own basket. Lob to Johnson on the outside of the arc. Johnson guarded by Cryer. Now he's going to drive. Steps back, jumper from just inside the arc. No good. Rebound Bocino. Put back, no good. Rebound Bay. He'll put it in off the glass. Bynum, inbound to Heim, back to Bynum. Bynum looking to break this press, and that one's going to be kicked over the Delta bench and out of bounds by the Sun Devils. Jordan Frazier will check in for Tucker Johnson. Looks like Royal will be back in for the Sun Devils, and here comes Warren Wells in his first action for the Devils as well. Bynum, inbounds Dreyer. Dreyer in the backcourt brings it up. Long pass to Heim. Heim underneath the Bear. Bear off the glass. It's good. Bear with 12. As Eric Bear gets ready to check back in, Faye for three on the other end of the court. Rebound Jordan Frazier. Frazier gets it up ahead to Bynum. Bynum. Bynum dribbles. Picks it up now to Heim. Heim out to Frazier. Frazier to Bear. Bear drives it off the glass. It's good. Easton with 14 points here in the first half. Delta still down. It's 52-25, 65 seconds left in the half. Shot no good. Rebound by Cryer. He gets it up to midcourt and Bear. Bear to Heim. Wide open three. Oh, God. Should be. Yep, 52-28. Sun Devils looking to answer. Can't get the two. Rebound by Cryer. Cryer has his pass knocked out of bounds. As it looks like Porter and Eric Dale check back in. Time, inbounds right in front of me to Jordan Frazier in the backcourt. Jordan brings it up, gets it to Heim. Heim drives in, jumper, 10-footer no good. Eric Bears there for the rebound. Should have put it right back up. Instead, turn around, fadeaway jumper's good. Eric's first bucket of the game. Fay, top of the key. And a trap. Nope, they're going to call a foul on the floor on Delta. Kent Denver up by 22 here with 19 seconds left in the first half. Fay's going to go to the line for 1-1. 11 will check back in for the Sun Devils. So Fay to the line. Foul was called on Eric Bear. That was his second. Fay makes the Modern Appliance Company free throw.
Second and 10.
So after getting the front end, Fay misses the back end of the 1-1, and Frazier gets the rebound. Cryer quickly up the near side. Overshoots Eric Bear, trying to work it up ahead. Johnson, 11, three ball right elbow, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. 5.5 seconds left, and it's Sun Devils ball. Johnson will inbound. Lob inbound to Royal. Royal jumper at the buzzer. He is fouled. He's going to go to the line. This should only be two. He's outside the arc. Foul's called on Easton. Excuse me, Eric there. That's his third personal foul. So, Royal to the line for two. Gets the first. 2 seconds left in the half.
21, Isaac
Bawaka
in for the
Devils. So, Royal will make the second. Give his team a 25-point advantage. Cryer looking for the baseball pass. Gets it into Porter. He chucks it up the court, nowhere near the basket. And that is how the first half will end. Kent Denver leads 55-30. We're going to take a break. We'll come back a little baseball preview from head coach Steve Ryder. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Okay, Steve, you've had time to reflect on how last season ended with the loss in regionals to Sterling. What are your feelings on it as we start this new season and how it relates to the season coming up?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, when we look back at that game with Sterling, we competed for five innings, actually five and a third. You know, we competed, and that they ended up being a Final Four team, you know, and that's one of the messages we're going to have with our guys is that, you know, we're that close. And you look back to 2 years ago when we lost to Lutheran, who was the number one team, it was same deal, you know. I mean, we were, that's another game. We were 5-3 in the fifth inning, and we ended up losing, I believe it was 9-3. And that was another Final Four team, and that was with six freshmen starting. And so kind of the same story last year in terms of our youth. I think, you know, we're excited because, you know, we ran numbers a couple weeks ago and started looking at, you know, just per game stats and so forth. And we're starting to climb back up where we were, you know, 3 or 4 years ago when we were at the top of the league and hosting regionals and moving on to the Elite Eight and so forth. So we're excited about this crew. And we have to use games like that as motivators. And, you know, everybody left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And I think these guys are coming back with a little bit of a chip on their shoulders.
Good, good. So, you know, you talked about the last couple of years being young teams, and obviously we did lose a few to graduation last year. Who do we have back? Who do we have new for this roster?
Yeah, I mean, we only lost two seniors last year. So, man, we've got a really talented group of juniors and seniors and some sophomores coming back. You know, we have small conference kids coming back. You know, Lana Clay, Braden Sprouse, Connor Workman. You know, Rylan Bynum, we're excited for him to get a full season, you know, because last year, you know, was limited with his, with some of the things going on with him. You know, we're excited to see, you know, Tyree, you know, jumping back after the knee injury. And, you know, same with Logan Clay. He's been kind of, you know, with the injury bug the last couple seasons. And, you know, Brett Leho, we think is going to have a big year. We think he's going to have some confidence coming off the basketball season that he's had. And Jesse Delgado and Lance Porter, you know, we're, those two are, you know, they're just integral parts of our infield. And I think the challenge for us this year is going to be finding, you know, time to get everybody quality innings. And because that's what's going to make us better, you know, and Coach Sheen and I have talked, you know, we legitimately could have two or three starting lineups that are very, very effective. And, you know, that's an exciting thing as a coach. And like I said, it poses some challenges. But, you know, I would rather have those challenges than, you know, wondering who we're going to plug in because we don't have a talented individual in that spot. So
what are we looking at pitching-wise?
Pitching-wise, you know, we have some good arms. You know, I mean, you know, Braden Sprout, he was kind of our dude last year, and I, you know, suspect that's going to be the case this year. Donovan Raley's been working really hard, you know, in the off season and last fall. Got some fall work in with Rocky Mountain Baseball, and you know, so that's going to be good. And then we've got, you know, again Tyree, and then man, a fucker of those juniors that we didn't even have to use last year. You know, getting back to Bynum and Clay and Porter and so that's going to be good. And then, you know, we've got those young arms with Tyree and Rick Lockhart and Joe Black. And we've got a young man that is going to be a freshman this year that, you know, could possibly see some varsity time in Ryan and Kendall, you know, a good strong arm, you know. And, you know, I think the area that I think in a lot of people's minds is a question mark, but it's not really for us, is because he's been putting his time in as a catcher. You know, with Brendan Barrett, you know, with him catching the last 2 years, and really, you know, it was pretty much him. And, you know, Luke Gaskin's been working super hard. Logan Clay, been cleared to catch. So, you know, that's going to be nice having a 1-2 punch back there. And Clayton Fry is another one that could see some time catching.
So you start a new traffic cycle this year. And that always means some changes and tweaks to a few things, including our league. It's still a 3A Western Slope League, but now there are a few teams in the bunch that weren't there last year.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So basically we bring on, Cedar Rush into our league and Olathe. You know, the thing about those teams is they compete. They have good athletes. And I think, and Cedar Rush was very young last year, so was Olathe. They have some good athletes. And I think Olathe has a good young crew coming in. So they're going to be competitive. And, you know, the thing we learned coming into 3A, you know, what was it, 5 years ago or whatever it was. You can't take anybody light. You've got to respect everybody that's on your schedule. And, especially this week, there's a lot of quality teams in this league this year, you know, with DeSalt and Cole Ridge and, Gunnison's always formidable, you know, and you have, Moffitt County's always, you know, always tough. They're going to compete. They're going to play hard against you. And, you know, we've got to, you know, Lawrence Forest is another one. You know, Marty Matson does a great job with that program up there. And, you know, I think the way we do our non-conference schedule, I think it prepares us really well to play in our league because we've kind of got a juggernaut schedule this year non-conference. And it's, you know, we do that by design because we don't want to just win our league and be at the top of our league. We also want to compete at that state level.
Talk about the non-conference schedule. That's the next question I was going to ask. You know, looking at what I've seen on Max Prep so far, we've got, like you said, it's a tough one. You know,
very tough.
It's top 3A teams, it's top 4A teams.
Yeah.
That we're playing. You know, teams like Kent, Denver, and University, who are coming for the league Ultra Brothers tournament. You know, we're playing, I see Strasburg's on there, and they're always tough, they're always at the top. So, tell me the idea behind putting those types of teams in our schedule.
Yeah, so the way we look at things, you know, because of the how our league is comprised, we have some teams that, you know, compete, but they don't have a lot of wins. And, you know, year in, year out, that can hurt you. And, you know, they're combining, they're going like with the basketball format to where it's not just RPI,
right?
RPI, max reps combined.
It's the same way with football.
Right, exactly.
I think they're going that way kind of across the board.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to do it because with just RPI, you know, you can't control who your opponent plays. And you would get dinged by your opponent's winning percentage, you know, and that would hurt you over time, whereas max reps factors in strength of schedule as well. And, you know, I think our non-conference schedule, I'm guessing at the top 5 non-conference.
Oh, my God, absolutely. I look forward to the season as always, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks, Martin.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Kent Denver School. Mark Cantor here with you as we wind down halftime. The Sun Devils lead 55-30. As Delta started to get some things going there in the second quarter and then tried to claw their way back in. They've got a long road to hoe, though. Easton Bear led the way with 14.7 boards. Tucker Johnson, 4.3 boards. Shea Hyman and Clayton Pryor each had 3 points off the bench. Looks like the Sun Devils to have possession to start the second half. Levin with the basketball up to the top, and Olave underneath the fake. It's tied up with Easton Bear. He's going to force a jump ball, and Delta will have possession. So a turnover by the Sun Devils. Here they come with their, looks like we're going to get some man pressure now. Tuck back to Clay. It's actually zone pressure. Up ahead to Bear. Easton pulls it down. Gets it to Bynum. Bynum over to Clay. Right side. Now underneath to Johnson. Hook shot no good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Levin over to Royal all alone. Three ball is good. 58-30. Kent Denver. Bynum. Bynum drives, spins in the lane, one-hander good. Ryland's first bucket of the game. Royal at the free throw line, off-balance jumper goes through. Clay gets it across the time stripe to Johnson at the top of the key. Stopped over to Bynum. Bynum drives, now goes in the paint to Easton there, and that is good. Easton with 16 points now as Levin runs into a double team, kicks it out to Fay at the top, Fay in the paint. Fay tries to muscle his way in against Tucker Johnson, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Sun Devils. Looks like we're going to get some 2-2-1 zone pressure now from the Devils. Bynum quickly across the time stripe now. Reverses motion, loses the handle. Ball is loose, picked up by Levin. Levin, top of the key, puts up a three ball and drains it. 6:20 left in the third. Delta tries to beat this press. Clay lobs it up ahead to Bynum. Bynum dribbles out to Clay at the top. Clay over to Leho for three from the right side. It's no good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Up ahead to Royal. Royal off the glass. No good. Rebound by the Devils and the putback by Molave. Long pass up ahead on the inbound. Leho pulls it down and he's going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line for two. Todd Chase, the head coach for the Sun Devils, wanted a travel call. I'll be honest, might not be wrong, but instead, Leho to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throw, so make the first. So that'll bring Delta to within 30. Shot no good, rebound Johnson. Scott kicks it out to Leho. Leho back to Johnson. Johnson almost has it stolen, but he's going to be fouled. So, foul called by number 32, Royal, as Ocean Oval checks back in for Fay. Clay going to inbound right in front of me here. He'll be face guarded by Levin. Leho bounce pass in to Bynum. Bynum working on Royal. Tries to go inside, nobody there. Turnover back to the Sun Devils. Padalino gets it out to Royal. Royal, jump shot, good. 67-35, Sun Devils. Tucker Johnson tries to go underneath the Bears. Knocked out of bounds by Royal. Delta maintains possession. Fay will check back into the game. Malavi will catch his breath. 44 Taylor, back in for Clay into Leho in the left corner to Bynum. Bynum back to Clay left side for three. No good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Up ahead to Royal. Royal keeps it underneath. Foul going to be called on the floor as Royal was trying to feed Padalino. This one's going to be on Leho. That'll be his first foul, the second team foul, first team foul on Delta. As the Sun Devils inbound this into their bench and turn the ball over to Delta. Clay to inbound from it right in front of the Kent Denver bench, goes to Bynum and deep in the backcourt. Now back to Clay. Clay tries to get it up ahead to Bear, and it's stolen by Boshinov. Levin from the right side for three. No good. Rebound by Bear. Easton gets it out to Bynum. Bynum to Leho. Leho ball fake. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Goes into Clay. And just to the side of the lane. It's good. And that is Lando's first bucket. So Delta's going to call a timeout. Sun Devils ahead by 30, 67-37. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the house of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor,
shops, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Chuck Danner back with you at Kent Denver School. And Sun Devils ahead comfortably 67-37. Delta continues to show fight, though, as they continue to try to run their offense. And they actually haven't played too bad of defense. They just have not been able to defend the three ball from the Sun Devils. So Delta, like they still have their starters on the court. As Catalino will bring it up to the Sun Devils. Catalino over to 11. 11 with a ball fake, now steps inside the arc. Tries to work it inside to Bouchineau. Steal by Bear. Bear to Johnson for three from the left side. No good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Back on the other end. Steal by Clay. Clay dribbles. Dishes to Leho. Leho has it knocked out of bounds by 11. Clay to inbound from the far side. Delta moving right to left. Inbound goes into the scorer's table, and Delta with the turnover. So Bouchineau to inbound for the Sun Devils now. Catalino across the time stripe, over to Bouchineau. Bouchineau to Fay at the top. Fay has it stolen by Leho. Fight for the loose ball. Royal gets it. Now Fay on the right elbow. He gets in the paint. Right from the free throw line. It's good. 69-37. Sun Devils back on the other end. Delta can't score. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Sun Devils. Bear was fighting for the loose ball with Bouchineau, and Bouchineau touched it last. Royal will check back. This is Luongo, will check back into the game for the Devils. 3:50 left in the third. Inbound goes to Leho on the right side. Out to Bynum at the top. Bynum tries to work it in the paint to Johnson and turns it over. Royal, left elbow for three. It's good. 72-37 for the Sun Devils. Bynum gets the ball right in front of me here. Now over to Tuck on the left corner. Runner is good. That was the left elbow. Excuse me. Johnson with six. Miss on the other end. Leho sends at midcourt. He'll spot up from three, about the same place as Johnson. And Brett now has 6 points. Back to within 30 are the Panthers. Shot no good. Rebound by Leho. Leho spins in the lane. Left-hander up and under. No good. Rebound, as it looks like Shays loses his shoe under the basket going for the rebound. And a foul going to be called back on the other end. Hooping the harm. So, looks like the foul going to be called on Clay. That's Blando's second. Cryer and Shaheim will check back into the game. Johnson will check in for the Devils. As Catalina will go to the line for the and one. He'll drain it. Sun Devils lead 75-42, 2:49 left in the third. Eric Baer will check in, and looks like the Sun Devils going to take a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to Kent Denver's School. Mark Cantor along with you, 249 West in the third. Sun Devils lead 75-42. Play to inbound. Fish to Hines. Back to play. Now Johnson. Johnson to Pryor. Pryor back out to play. Tries to go underneath to Aaron Fair off his hands and out of bounds. Johnson to bring it up for the Devils. Johnson over to Levin. Levin to Ganella, now cross court over to Shea. Shea's back to Levin at the top. He drives. Drops it off to Royal. Royal with a one-hander, no good. Rebound, Eric Bear. Up ahead to Cryer, over to Hines. Three ball, no good. Rebound by Johnson. Saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Cryer in the left corner. That ball's knocked away, stolen by the Sun Devils. That might have been a travel that wasn't called. Levin spots up for three from the right elbow. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. Off of the Devils, Lance Porter checks back into the game. So Landon Clay will catch a breather. Time to inbound. Cryer to bring it across. 2-2-1 zone waiting for him. Eric Baird gets it just inside the arc in the left corner. Kicks it out to Porter. Porter for three. No good. Rebound by Johnson. Shot off the glass. No good. Porter fights for the loose ball. But it's picked up by the Sun Devils. Johnson quickly back the other way and throws it out of bounds. It goes out of bounds off of the Devils as Jordan Frazier will check in for Tush. One 37 left in the third. Sun Devils lead 75-42. Cryer up ahead to Porter. Porter to Cryer. Around to Hines. Frazier took his eye off of it at the last second. It goes off his hands and out of bounds. Another turnover by the Panthers. So, Sun Devils. Levin. Wide open three ball left side. Good. 78-42. Kent Denver. Cryer gets it over to Frazier. Frazier to Hines. Hines gets a screen. Works it into Eric Bear. Turnaround jumper from the elbow on the free throw line. No good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Johnson across the time stripe. Johnson, top of the key. Works it over to Levin. Three ball left corner. No good. And a foul going to be called. Porter looks like the referee as if it was a flop and a heck of an acting job. Regardless, Lance called with his second foul. As it looks like Royal will, Jack Royal checking in for Levin. Third team foul on the Panthers. They're going to say this is actually on the floor, so not on the shot. Less than 60 seconds left here in the third. Johnson gets the inbound back by midcourt. Now over to Gananella. Gananella tries to work it inside to Morgan. He's going to be fouled. This one's going to be on Frazier. They're going to say it was on the shot. He'll go to the line. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Morgan will get the bounce on the first.
30, Arjan Malavi. Is in for the Devils' second shot.
Malavi will check back in for Kent Denver. Morgan will drain the second free throw. 38-point advantage for the Devils now. Pryor across the time stripe, lobs it over to Hines. Hines to Frazier in the left corner. Frazier brings it back out, back up to Hines. Hines, crossover, tries to get in. Nope. Left elbow, long skip pass to Porter. Porter back out to Pryor. Pryor looks to drive, and he's going to be fouled. Foul called on number 20, Jack Royal. That's his first. 29 seconds left. Inbound into the backcourt to Pryor. Pryor, it turns on the Jets, tries to get it to Eric Bear, and it's a turnover. Johnson now with the basketball for the Sun Devils. Johnson kicks it out to Morgan for three. No good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Donella posts up for three. No good. Rebound by, is that Bouchanel? Regardless, he was hammered. He's going to the line for two. That's actually Morgan that was who's going back to the charity stripe. That'll be the fourth foul on Eric Bear. 15th foul for the Panthers. Sun Devils with three team fouls as Morgan has a couple of Modern Appliance Company free throws. Misses the first. So Easton will check in for his brother. As it looks like the Sun Devils only have one player there to rebound in the key. Easton Bear gets the rebound, gets it to Shaheim. Shaheim for two. No good. And that is how the third quarter will end. The Sun Devils lead 80-42. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
I'm Tanner, back with you at Kent Denver School. As it looks like the Sun Devils will have possession to start the final stanza here. Delta behind by 38. They've got 8 minutes to cover the deficit. Inbound goes to Padalino in the backcourt. Padalino looks to get rid of it. Gets it to Malavi. Turnaround jumper is good over Easton Bear. Hine has his pass stolen by Padalino, and he'll convert on the other end. Pryor up ahead to Heim. Heim tries to get it to Jordan Frazier, and a foul going to be called on Jay Boyle. Warren Wells will check back into the game for the Sun Devils. Cryer, runner in the lane is good. He's got five. Is Delta looking to get their starters back into the game here as the three ball from Levin is good, and we're going to hit the running clock here. It's 87-44. Cryer dribbles underneath, loses it. Loose ball. Levin picks it up. Now up ahead to Padalino. Padalino kicks it out to Wells. Wells for three. No good. Rebound by Malave. And he'll get the bucket. It's 89-44, 6:24 left in the game. Pryor tries to get it up ahead to Frazier. Stolen by Padalino. He's going to be fouled as he shoots the three from the top of the key. His foot may have been on the line, so this may only be two free throws.
It'll be Hines first. So, Catalino to the line for the Modern Appliance Company free throws. And it actually is, it was a three ball that he was fouled on, so he'll have two more free throws. And he'll miss that one. And now the subs will come in as Clay, Bynum, Leho, and Tuck will join Easton Bear back out on the floor. Boshino will check back into the game for the Devils, as will Mwanga. So, Catalino will be spelled by Johnson as he goes 2 for 3 on those attempts and brings the score to 91-44 in favor of his team. 5:50 left in the game. Leho to Bynum. Bynum to Leho. Leho to Clay. Clay over to Bynum. Bynum dribble passes inside to Bear as it knocked away. Boshino drops it off to Johnson. Johnson over to the left corner for three. It's no good. Rebound by Clay. Back on the other end, Leho underneath, and he's fouled. Only the 15th foul on the Sun Devils. It's the first foul called on Caleb Luce. Play to inbound. Tries to get it underneath to Johnson. Johnson turnaround jumper in the paint. One-hander, no good. Rebound by the Devils. Johnson to Boshino. Back out. Now around. Isaac Mwanga for three. No good. Rebound by Easton Bear. 11th board for Easton tonight. Clay has this one knocked out of bounds. He's trying to get it over to Leho on the right side. Looks like we're going to get another substitution from Kent Denver. This will be Josh Ganella checking back in the game. Clay inbounds to Leho. Spots up for three from the right side. No good. Rebound Bear. Put back, no good. Rebound by the Sun Devils. Johnson will bring it across the time stripe. Johnson, top of the key. Drives. Now drops it off for, I believe that was Royal and for Mwanga. He's called for the travel. Joe Black, JT Gallegos check into the game for Delta. Bynum and Leho will have a seat, so the youngsters getting a chance to play. Their parents give a big cheer from the far side of the court. Gallegos to Black. Black back out to Johnson. Chuck to Bayer at the top. This is to Leho. Leho right side and out of bounds as he's trying to get the ball to Black. Substitution is Eric Bayer will check into the game for Johnson. Easton Bear didn't realize that Eric checked in for Tucker and not himself. He was so a little faux pas by Easton there. He was wishing his brother luck as he came into the game and didn't realize he wasn't legal yet. Shot no good. Clay with the rebound. He's got four boards. Underneath to Eric Bear. He's fouled. He'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Clock continues to run here. And now it'll stop with Eric at the line. 2:35 left in the game. Eric will get the first. And he'll miss the second, so Sun Devils lead 91-45, 2.5 left in the game. This ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Joe Black, and the Sun Devils will maintain possession. Both teams with six fouls apiece, so next foul will be a 1-1. Left side. Turnover. Steal by Clay. Clay tries to push his way ahead. He's going to be called with a push there. He put a forearm into I think that was Johnson's gut. So, Leho and Bynum back on as Black and Gallegos will see their time in this game come to an end. Right side for three. It's good by Wells. 94-45, Sun Devils this fall. Long pass across midcourt to Leo, knocked out of bounds. 90 seconds left in the game. Inbound goes to Bear. Bear to Bynum. Bynum drives. Now to Eric Bear. Back out to Clay for three. No good. Rebound by Johnson. Knocked away by Leho and out of bounds. Johnson will bring it up. 69 seconds. Shot no good. Eric Bear with the rebound. This ball knocked away as Johnson gets it. Gets the finger roll layup off the glass. It's good. Clay up ahead to Bear. Eric underneath the defender. Nice floater. It's good. Eric Bear with 5:40 seconds left. Johnson slows it down as he comes across the time stripe. Gets it over to Wells. Wells to Jack Royal on the left side. Royal now to Luke's, back over to Wells. Luke's again. Now Jack Royal now back to Wells. Now to the right side. Now Wells. They're just draining the clock here. Wells over to Royal. 6 seconds left. And that will end this basketball game. So, 96-47, a Sun Devils victory. We're going to take a break, come back with the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Tough way for the Panthers to end the season here with this loss to Kent Denver, but it was a good season nonetheless. This game here, Easton Bear
goes out with a big game in his last high school basketball contest, scoring 15 points and grabbing 12 boards, so a nice double-double to end his career there. Such had 6 points and 4 boards. Leho had 6 points, 3 assists, a rebound, and 2 steals. Eric Bear had 5 points, as did Clayton Pryor. So, he's going to put a bow on Delta's up-and-down season. Everyone but Eastern Bears back next year, and I know they're all already thinking about ways to build and improve on this season. Don't forget, girls' second-run action is in Delta on Friday, and you can hear that. The coverage of that game, on the Monkey 97-1 in Delta. Once again, the final score here, Kent Denver 96, Delta 47. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports. I'm Mark Cantor right here on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.